All right. We're back with All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Stay tuned. A little bit later on our show, we'll be talking to their producer director, Wiley Watson. He's the director of Caselli 66, Ride the Dream. A fantastic documentary, and I think everyone would love, you know, personally. I wasn't too sure when I watched it, but I couldn't stop watching it. It's a fantastic documentary, and Wiley Watson will be up later on our show here at All Action Sports Radio. And real quick, you know, last March, Jeremy Jones did Higher in the Himalayas, and the shot got on the cover of Snowboard Magazine. Let me tell you something. It is a feat of humanity that you have to watch. Jeremy Jones is incredible. I mean, he is simply, you just go to our Facebook page, look at it, or go to Snowboarding, Transworld Snowboarding, and please take a look at him dropping in on this face that's over 21,000 foot high. I mean, it is incredible. Jeremy Jones is there a word subhuman? I mean, I look at that and it's, I don't know that you can possibly want to do that, let alone actually achieve it. And I am just absolutely amazed by Jeremy Jones. He's been on our show before, and we're going to get him back, and we're going to talk about that Himalayas because it is simply breathtaking. And that leads me to our next guest. She's a professional surfer, a DJ, an actress. She reigns from, well, hails from Kauai, Hawaii. She's a former Triple Crown winner on the ASP Tour. She won the first women's big wave contest at Netscott's Big Wave Classic. She has surfed Jaws, the infamous Code Red Swell at Chopu. She just recently won the women's, let's make sure it's known, the Women's Performance Award at the Billabong XXL Awards. And she is now hanging out in Mexico, and she is with us. Kiala Kennelly is here on All Action Sports Radio. Kiala, welcome.
Hola, bienvenidos.
Now, Kiala, I'm going to play something, a clip from the XXL Awards, and I'm not going to tell everybody what year it's from, but go ahead and roll it for me, Jay.
The winner of the 2013 Billabong Best Girl Performance Award is Kiala Kennelly.
Can save your life, and I feel like if we had more water safety in place, my boy Sion and some of our other fallen brothers would still be with us. And I look forward to the day that the surfing industry and the brands will be as supportive as you guys are to the women. There's no reason to be strong, beautiful athletes who are at the top of their sport should be without decent paying sponsors. The coolest thing about winning this award is that I get to dedicate to my son. He's too young to know what this, to even understand what this means, but I know one day he will, and I think he'll be really proud of me. And thanks to his baby mama for bringing me into this world.
That is Kiala Kennelly accepting the Women's Performance Award at the Billabong XXL Award in 2013. And what makes that so inspirational is that she changed the world with that speech, because it was called the Girls Performance Award, and she had it changed, and rightly so, to the Women's Performance Award. So congratulations on that, Kiala, for standing up for something you believe in and just changing the world.
Hey, thank you. You know, you got to be the change. That's the thing. You know, nothing's going to change if you just sit on your ass and wait for somebody else to do it. So.
Well, it was an inspirational speech and long overdue. I was kind of flummoxed by that they were calling it the girls. You know, you and you're women and you're achieving, you know, I mean, lofty goals that surpass even some men. And
well, they don't call it the, you know, Billabong XXL Little Boys Award for the men. So come on.
No, you're absolutely right. And I also want to mention to all our listeners out there, Kiala was just recently inducted into the Surfing Walk of Fame and the Action Sports Hall of Fame. So again, congratulations on those two recent honors.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I to have my name in the cement in Huntington Beach, that my, you know, my kid and hopefully one day my grandkids can go, you know, check it out. It's a real honor and something really special.
Now, Kiala, I want to apologize. I didn't get an invitation. Hopefully next time I'll get one. I missed your TED event, but I was able to watch it on YouTube, and it was awesome. You know, you spoke from the heart, and I just don't know that people understand what it takes to do what you do and then to come out and speak so eloquently and so positively about what you do. It's very hard. I mean, I tell this to all our listeners. We interview a lot of people, snowboarders, action sports athletes from around the world, and you are one of the most eloquent and passionate people that we've been able to get on the show, and it's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I was so honored to even be asked to do a TEDx talk, and you know, I spent a lot of time on my speech. You know, just it's really hard to convey, you know, the passion I have and what it is that really drives me. You know, it's hard to put that to words, and so you know, I really spent some time with it, and you know, I had expected to be reading off a teleprompter. So when they didn't have one I know they have them at TED speeches, but this is a TEDx, and there was no teleprompter. So I was a little bummed out that, you know, I was reading off an iPad, so I didn't get to like look up and connect with the audience like I wanted to, you know, because I wasn't off the page.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, it enabled me to like really get my message across, and that was the point. So.
Well, we're going to share a little bit of that message with our listeners because I thought it was really inspirational. So hold tight.
Time slows down. Some of your senses like smell, taste, and sound fade away. While others are so incredibly heightened, you feel like you have superhuman powers. Your sight has pinpoint precision focus. And your sense of touch is so amplified, you can feel every drop of water on that wave and can anticipate how it's going to move. You become in sync. In that moment, I feel connected to everything in the world. And when I get spit out of the way for a few moments, I feel like I'm the master of the universe. But I'm not the master of the universe. So when that moment passes, I go back to being a woman in a male-dominated sport, a lesbian in a sport that favors heteros, and a domestic partner that will probably be in the doghouse for skipping out of my parental duties to chase this swell. Let me tell you where I came from so you can understand my story. I grew up in Kauai with two brothers.
All right, that's Keala Kennelly's TEDx speech that she gave recently. And hey, Keala, when you were done with that, what was the reaction from your peers?
I had a couple people. I had like people like Greg Long come up to me and said that he really thought it was a great speech and he loved my message, and he thought I should do more of that kind of thing and motivational speaking. You know, I was really good at conveying that message. And coming from him, that's such a huge honor because I feel like he's one of the most eloquent surfers that I know. You know,
mm-hmm.
Every speech he's given at XXL Awards or whatever, you know, he just he really speaks well, and he's somebody I really admire and look up to.
Hey, Keala, now that the ASP has taken over the XXL Awards, is it kind of bittersweet because you left the ASP because of some of the reactions and the pressures that you had from them because you were gay? Do you feel like it's ironic that now they're coming back to take over the XXL? Or, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's a little ironic, but I also feel like there's been a major change over at the ASP. Like, it has all brand new ownership, and, you know, I really feel like, you know, they're turning over a new leaf, and with the new owners, you know, I'm really positive about it. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good.
That's fantastic. Now, Keala, in our last minute, you attack these waves like none other, and you're looked upon as a hero to not just women, but men in general. Can you just quickly take us into that moment on your very first wave, that very first big one that you thought, hey, I'm actually going to do this?
Oh, I don't even remember because I was probably so young. You know, I grew up in Kauai, like you said. Laird Hamilton is my godfather, and my own father surfs, and he's 65 and still charges Hanalei Bay when it's big. You know, I grew up with Andy and Bruce Irons and guys like Reese McIntosh and Kyle Alexander.
Dude, that's like a who's who. That's a who's who.
Yeah, I mean, these are my brothers and my role models, you know. So they were always pushing the limits, and I just I just wanted to be, you know, accepted by them, and I always wanted to feel like I was one of the boys, you know. Ever since I was a little girl, I always just wanted to feel like I was one of the boys.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Kiala, thank you so much for being on our show this week, and man, nothing but success going forward.
Cool. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm starting to work on my documentary of my life with my agent over at Nobel Boggs, so I'm really excited about that. That's going to be coming out in the next year or so keep an eye out for that.
Hey, and please come back and share it with us. We would love to focus on it and talk to you about it and help promote it.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, and I want to give a big shout out to Tanya Barr from your agency. Thank you, Tanya. All right, we have more coming up on All Action Sports Radio. The thing that Jaren was a thing of the